Shorts are now YouTube's attempt at keeping up with Instagram and TikTok. You know, Instagram Reels, TikTok, it's fast moving, quick swiping sort of entertainment that we honestly spend 2, 3, 4 hours on. I mean, sometimes people blink and they're like, whoa, it's been half a day of this stuff, okay? It's enough. And what I'm trying to ask you is it too much? Is it overdone? Is YouTube making a mistake? Now, granted, this has been happening around the world since the middle of 2020. This year, though, in July, the 31st, is when it launched here in South Africa. So we've had it for, nearly 6 weeks now, you know? And I want to get your thoughts on it. I want to gauge with you. 0825505151. Have YouTube made a mistake by moving away from the long video format that we all know and love about YouTube? Let's jump onto the WhatsApp line. Let's see what you've been saying.
Hi, lovely topic. I totally think it's necessary in that clearly as human nature, as humans, we lose interest when we given information that exceeds like 2 minutes to 5 minutes thereabout. I know, just for instance, growing up, we found it difficult to concentrate in class because after a while, after a short while, in general, we lose interest. And also, the success of TikTok has clearly demonstrated that our concentration span is actually very small. So why sit for a whole hour or 30 minutes learning something that you can actually consume and learn from within a few minutes or seconds? You know, as an entrepreneur, I've learned so much from TikTok. Like literally so much that I would have on YouTube or anywhere else, because the information is instant, it's quick, it's relevant, you know. So totally think it's necessary. There's no need for us to be tortured, sit in long sessions and whatever, because clearly after a while we lose concentration, you know. So yeah,
I mean,
way to go.
I mean, I hear you 100%. Don't get me wrong, I completely hear you. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What made YouTube so great was the access to, you know, resources and knowledge and the stuff you're speaking about TikTok. And I love that. But a lot of the time, you know, I suppose this also goes, you know, hand in hand with social media policing that we all need to do, you know, make sure that your social media is as clear as possible and you're not always, you know, flooded with all this real, you know, just stupid stuff all the time. But my thing is, are we not going to flood the YouTube market, per se, in inverted commas, that, you know, it's going to be flooded with all these people just trying to be funny and just trying to muck around or whatever? Are we not going to then lose the resource side of it? I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it to you. Let me know what your thoughts are. It's YouTube Shorts, the trending chats on Five Nights. You tell me, 0825505151.